They're setting the stage. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Democrats call tonight's first primetime hearing on the Capitol riot investigation an opening narrative.
As an assault on our democracy, on our Constitution, on our Capitol, on our Congress, in a very violent way, for a specific purpose to undermine the Constitution of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected committee members proposed by Republicans and appointed two Republicans who had voted in favor of impeachment. So House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls the committee probing the riot illegitimate.
It has used congressional subpoenas to attack Republicans, violate due process, and infringe on the political speech of private citizens.
He is one of several House Republicans subpoenaed by the committee. A Republican candidate for Michigan governor is under arrest over the riot.
The FBI raided Ryan Kelly's home outside Grand Rapids and took him into custody on several misdemeanor charges for allegedly protesting on January 6th inside the U.S. Capitol building. He's due in federal court today. This as polling shows Kelly leading the pack ahead of Michigan's Republican gubernatorial primary to take on Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer this fall. Within minutes of Kelly's arrest being reported, Michigan Democrats released a statement accusing him of dismantling public trust in democracy. Kelly has been a fierce critic of Whitmer, even calling for her arrest in 2020 over her strict COVID lockdown orders.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The U.S. military just confirming that all five Marines on board an Osprey were killed when the aircraft crashed in the California desert yesterday. It happened during training in a remote area near the Arizona border. The Osprey is a hybrid airplane and helicopter criticized over its safety record. The crash remains under investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A death sentence in eastern Ukraine. Two British citizens and a Moroccan sentenced to face a firing squad for fighting alongside Ukrainian troops. They surrendered to Russian forces weeks ago after the long standoff at a steel plant in Mariupol. Today, a court in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic found them guilty of taking action toward a violent overthrow of power. They have a month to appeal. This as Russia continues its effort to seize control of the eastern Donbas region while Ukraine fights back with Western-supplied weapons. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink, telling Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
We are here to stop this conflict from becoming bigger, because I think if left unchecked, I believe that Russia will continue.
She says the hope is that strengthening Ukraine's position on the battlefield can strengthen their hand at the negotiating table. A resolution urging NATO to quickly admit Finland and Sweden to the alliance wins easy bipartisan passage in a U.S. Senate committee. But those countries are still trying to address security concerns raised by NATO member Turkey. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning of a deeper nuclear crisis as Iran begins to remove surveillance cameras from its nuclear sites, a day after the UN's nuclear watchdog censured Tehran over material found at three undeclared sites. The Tesla CEO went to concession to keep his proposed purchase of Twitter alive.
Twitter has reportedly agreed to provide Elon Musk with raw data of hundreds of millions of daily tweets, the latest move in a tug-of-war over the sale of the social media platform. Twitter would not confirm the reports, but reiterated its statement from Monday that the company is cooperatively sharing information with Musk. The Tesla CEO entered a binding agreement with Twitter in April to acquire the platform, but Musk claims Twitter is not being forthcoming about the number of spam bots and fake accounts on its service. He recently threatened to walk away from the $44 billion deal unless Twitter turns over that information.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. The Dow's down 42 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.